What an awesome thing that God has done in sending his Son. In the words of the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Amen. Of course, we could sing all morning and read scripture, and we hardly touch on the glories of Jesus. Amen. It's an indescribable gift. Indeed, it will take all of eternity for God to reveal the riches of his grace and kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Amen. And my, oh my, how we're all looking forward to it. Of course, we all know that Jesus is the reason for the season. And I, for one, am very happy to celebrate Christmas. For me, the intense focus on Jesus, the joy of celebration, the feasting and the gift-giving, the expressions of love and grace to one another is just beautiful. These things we do to celebrate the good things that God has done for us in sending his Son to be the Christ. And even though these are things that we do throughout the whole year long, it's not quite like the wonderful traditions that we have and the flavor and the feel of Christmas time. Well, it's just a really special time, isn't it? Surely the unique focus of Advent or Christmas is the incarnation of Jesus, the God-man, who left the glory of heaven to come to the earth and save us from our sins and reconcile us to God. This he did by living the perfect life in our place, so that we might have his righteousness, and dying in our place as our substitute and sacrifice to pay the penalty for our sins. Because God is good, and his justice is perfect, he must punish sin, and the wages of sin is death. Hallelujah! The baby in the manger is the Savior of God's people, and so in annual remembrance of this glorious coming of Jesus, we celebrate the good news of the gospel. And wonderful news that it is. If you would consider with me Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Our readers read this morning. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 and following. And in the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. And the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there appeared with an angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Now, looking really closely, carefully at verses 10 and 11, the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Now here in the verses at the time of Jesus' birth, some shepherds are visited by an angel of the Lord with the tremendous announcement of the arrival of God's anointed Christ, who is both Savior and Lord. Here, the angel tells them that it is good news of great joy. Yes, indeed, Christmas is good news. It's the kind that brings great joy. As the text reads, verse 13, "And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased.'" God is so pleased in his grace and love to rescue men and women who are made in his image. For thousands of years, the world had struggled under sin and death, with no apparent hope of relief. And finally, the Savior arrived from heaven to deliver us. God, out of sheer grace and nothing but sin and rebellion on the part of humanity, came to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found, and send his perfect and sinless Son to sacrifice his life for us. This is fabulous news that brings great joy. Joy is not only reserved for the future when Jesus will come again to make things right on the earth, but even now his followers love him and they believe in him and they rejoice with an inexpressible and glorious joy, as Peter tells us. How gracious is our God that he has now saved an innumerable multitude of people from every century in time, from every tribe and language and nation of people, to populate his glorious new heavens and earth forever. This will happen when Christ returns, and God will soon bring it to pass. This we celebrate today with great joy. The text reads in verse 11, "For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Indeed, it says he is a Savior. This is wonderful news, because in it, Christ has resolved our greatest problems, and he has addressed our greatest need. We had been alienated from God because of our sins, and Jesus came and paid the penalty in full. He paid a ransom, and he ransomed us from sin and death, and he appeased all the wrath of God by bearing our sins in his body on the cross. God's free love and grace, we Christian believers have been set free forever from the consequences of sin and reconciled to God. Our relationship has been restored. This God has done in Christ, Paul writes Romans 5:8 and following. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved by his life? This is wonderful news, because this reconciliation to God is so complete that we now have fellowship with God and Jesus, his Son, and have been adopted into God's own family. Because we have been justified by faith in the life and death of Jesus, God can now treat us as his own very children. Now he only and forever has good plans for those who trust in Jesus, and he has promised to work every single thing in our lives for our ultimate good. The Apostle John writes, 1 John 3:1, "See how great a love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God, and such we are." Even our worst trials, our worst sorrows, God now uses to lovingly work for our good. You're familiar with Paul's words in Romans 8:28. "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." This is good news. The text reads, "Today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Here it says he is the Christ, which we know, of course, is the Hebrew Messiah promised in the Old Testament, the one that God had chosen to come and save the world. Indeed, God's Christ has come in fulfillment of all of his good promises in his word, and he has given us great hope. And he has conquered our Goliath enemies of sin and death. He delivered us from the slavery of sin under the cruel hand of the god of this world, Satan. and he delivered us from eternal suffering that sin brings in hell. For those who have trusted in God's Christ, the Messiah, we have had a new exodus, and our champion and King Jesus has made a conquest of the glorious promised land to which he speedily brings us. There we will live in abundant prosperity in his presence forever and ever, world without end. And the resurrection of Jesus is proof positive that he conquered death. His tomb is empty. This gives us sure and certain hope of eternal life beyond the grave. In that world to which our great hope anchors us, we will never again feel the effects of sin or of death, but rather, as John writes in Revelation 21, verse 3 and 4, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death, and there shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. This is wonderful news, because we now have a good king. In fact, the perfect and gracious, benevolent Lord of history and creation to rule us with truth and with grace forever. He is the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, who will reign forever with justice and peace and goodwill toward all of his people. In the endless day to come, under the good rule of Christ, the earth and its people will thrive with prosperity and never again be troubled by anguish or pain. As the angel had said to Mary concerning Jesus, Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end. Mary asked, How can this be, since I will be a virgin? And the angel said to her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy offspring will be called the Son of God. Our Christ has come down from heaven to be with us as our King and ruler. And he is the Holy Son of God himself, perfect in love and grace and wisdom and power. This is good news. We finally have a good king, and he is going to bring us life and blessing and be with us forever. This is wonderful news, because we have the greatest blessing of all blessings. God has now come to be one with his people, and to not only dwell among us, but to dwell within us. We are in Christ, and Christ is in us. This was the promise of the prophet. And the angel told this to Mary, Matthew chapter 1, verse 22 and 23. Now all this took place that what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet might be fulfilled, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated means God with us. Jesus is our God with us. He is now and forever in union with us, and we with him. We are said to be his bride, his body, and of course these are images of our oneness with him. This is good news, because we were once alienated from God, but now, for those who have faith in Christ, God is with us and has made his dwelling inside our souls. This is wonderful news, because in coming to dwell inside of us, he has caused us to be born again. When this happens, he gives us the gift of faith. He doesn't just leave us as our old sinful self, but he begins a process of wonderful change whereby we begin to take on his very wonderful virtue and nature ourselves. The person of the Holy Spirit takes up residence inside us, and we begin by God's power to be molded and shaped by his loving work. As Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away and the new things have come." Christian believer, God is changing you and he's changing me. And as slow as the process is, I'm not the same person I was, but by the grace of God, through his word and by his Spirit, the gracious God is making us more like him. Amen. For some of us, that's no small task. Well, that is good news. That is good news. Let me tell you, God is changing us. He's shaping us. With his loving hands, he molds us. Even us are taking on the beauty of Christ. If you haven't experienced this life-changing joy and peace and power from God, you have only to truly believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and to commit your life to him in faith. As the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Well now, Jesus is all of these blessings for us and so much more. The point of all of this is to tell you that what we celebrate during Christmas time is indeed good news of great joy. Christmas is good news. It's the best news in the world, y'all. What we celebrate on this annual remembrance of the Incarnation is not only the good things that Christ has done, but even more, we celebrate Christ himself, who is our God with us. The babe in the manger is the Lord of creation and the Savior of the world. Let us haste to bring him laud and loud praises. Let us rejoice in his goodness to us. Let us sing loud praises to his beautiful name as we reflect upon this year and on Jesus the Christ. Let us receive this good news of great joy and with loving hearts enthrone him who is our Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we give you praises. We give you glory and honor and thanksgiving. Oh God, give us a new and fresh vision of Jesus and open our eyes to see the profound importance of devoting our lives to him. May we indeed enthrone him, the Savior who is Christ the Lord, in our hearts today. Come, Lord Jesus, and rule in our hearts with your wisdom and truth and grace. Change us and make us like you, Lord. And dear Lord, please come again soon and take us to be where you are, to that place that you have gone away to prepare for us. We eagerly look forward to your coming. Now all these things we ask in the wonderful and most beautiful and glorious name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.